Yeah, it's fantastic. I'm really grateful to Doncaster, to Carl Hall, for giving me the opportunity. Delighted, can't wait to get stuck in.
And when did you know of Doncaster's interest then?
A couple of weeks ago, just after Paul Cook had left the club, I got a call from Carl asking me if I was interested in a return to Championship. I've carried on my coach and I went back to the community club that I played for as an amateur to keep involved. But yeah, as soon as I found out about Doncaster's interest, I was more than happy to put my name forward, throw my hat in the ring and see what came of it.
Now, you brought in a former Doncaster captain, Peter Green, as your assistant. How important was it to have someone who knows the club?
Ah, superb. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, Peter Green is a Doncaster lad. He knows the area, knows the local youngsters in the area. Obviously, it's a bigger thing than just the first team. We're looking at the academy setup and everything. And Peter was a perfect fit. You know, he's a well-respected player at both Doncaster and Sheffield. You know, tough competitor and ideal choice. And I'm delighted that he's on board. And I'm sure he'll offer an awful lot to the club. And, you know, the players will respect him. He's been there. He's done it at this level. So he knows what he's talking about as well. And hopefully together we'll be a good team.
Now, last year you got fired from York despite getting them to the League One title. Is that a bit frustrating? Is there a bit of unfinished business to do?
Yeah, well, obviously no one likes to go through that experience as a coach. You know, it's inevitable at some point in time you're going to finish a relationship with the club, and mine came probably sooner than I would have liked it. So it's a bit disappointing because, you know, the chairman wanted instant success, and with the young squad that I had, an average age of 20, 21, I knew it was a 2 or 3 year project. So, yeah, I was a bit disappointed because hopefully, you know, I thought I could have taken the club on further with the group of players that I had, and I wish them all the best. You know, that's gone now. This is a new chapter for me. I put 100% effort into everything I do when I'm coaching, and this will be no different. I know I can't wait to get cracking with the job. Good group of players there and at Doncaster, and I can't wait to get my teeth into it. And it's a fantastic challenge, and I'll take it on board with both hands.
What do you know about the Championship this season then, Gary?
Well, I've kept a close eye on it, obviously, you know, and obviously with a change in the rugby league format, with promotion and relegation, it's thrown up a tough competition. You know, we've got some full-time teams in there that are all vying for that top two spot or top four spot to get in, have a crack at the Super League boys and get into Super League in their own right. So it's a tough competition. But I think also on the day any team can beat any other team. Doncaster have run quite a few teams close, but you know the focus now is to try and get as many points as we can before the league splits into this group of eight. We don't want to lose too much ground. We have to get some wins under our belt, and then obviously when the eight teams kicks off for who stays in the Championship and who gets relegated, that's knockout football and anything can happen. So for me, the main priority over the next eight games in the regular season is just to pick up as many wins as we can and gain as much ground as we can on the teams that are in that bottom cluster of that Championship division.
It is a tough job when you inherit a side who haven't won all season. Can you turn things around?
I wouldn't go in there, you know, to be honest. You know, I'm a very confident person. The arrogant players, you know, that they've had some real problems with injuries and still have. That's a major concern. You know, I've got to work really hard to try and bring some new personnel in and fix up a few issues, particularly in the positions. We are short of quality in those pivotal positions. So, you know, it's going to be a tough job and it's not going to be an overnight fix, I know that. But, you know, we have to look to the future and we have to look to games with the remaining eight that we've got and then the seven in the playoffs, games that we can win and games that we can definitely compete in. So we've just got to fix things up as quick as we possibly can. And that's going to be tough in itself because every club's searching for new players and everybody's trying to bring new people in, and we're competing with those clubs to bring that talent in. And, you know, that's my initial job to try and fix that up.
Now, your first game is this Sunday at Bradford. What do you know about Bradford then?
Yeah, Bradford are relegated from Super League and they've retained quite a high proportion of the squad that played in Super League. So, you know, they're a full-time outfit. They're going well at the top of the league. It's a very, very tough place to go. We know that. We're expecting a tough encounter on Bradford. But, you know what, I think it's an ideal game for us because there's no pressure on us. We can go there and you know, just try a few things out and play with a smile on our face, and we just get whatever we can out of the game. You know, no one's expecting Doncaster to go to Bradford and win on Sunday, but that suits us fine. You know, we can go there without any pressure.